Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We get stuff we both know and we don't talk too much about it.
That's Tom Petty bringing this back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin, one of the great SCORE volunteers of all time. He is the Profit Pro. He's the author of all the books on profit that you need to know about. Profit Improvement Executive Analysis, Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization, Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. You get the idea. You need to know about him. Steve, profitpro.us, right, Steve?
That's correct, Jim. Thank you.
Profitpro.us. Go in there and check out all the things he's got going on there. Steve, we're talking about budgeting, and in the previous segment we talked about the fact that the two big mistakes are, number one, thinking budgeting is everything. Well, first not having a budget, but then when you have a budget, you know, then we told them, okay, go get a budget, and then we told them how useless it is. So,
well, what happens, you get this budget, and I see it in organizations that have a number of employees, typically a couple of levels of management,
right.
You get budget paralysis.
Right.
And paralysis. Every time you're stuck with an opportunity or a challenge, you say, is it in the budget? And if the answer is no, the answer to the opportunity is typically no.
Right.
And that kind of paralysis can lead you to making some pretty bad choices. And I've seen it. There was a company that had a proposal from a consultant to do an audit on their expenses. The fixed fee was $10,000. I mean, you know, that's a real amount of money, but not huge. And the option was, I'll do it for you for no upfront cost, but I'll take 50% of the first 2 years of savings.
Right.
Well, the $10,000 wasn't in the budget, so they took the second option.
Right.
The net result was that they celebrated the fact they saved $220,000, but they did not talk about the other $220,000 that they could have had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just a bad economic decision because someone was afraid to break the budget.
Right, right. And also, I've seen paralysis. This isn't usually something you see as much in small business as you do in big companies. I can remember working with one large company, a Fortune 50 company, basically, and we were month-to-month on the budget, the work I was doing for them, with a whole bunch of other stuff. A whole bunch of other people who were working with them. But guess what? We didn't know what March budget was until, like, the 20th of March.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they were not only month-to-month, they were 3 weeks into the month before they knew what the budget was for that month. I mean, talk about what a way to run a railroad. You know, but that's usually big companies who just can't get out of their own way. Small businesses usually don't do that sort of thing. But I think when I see budget paralysis in a small business, it's more not doing it, not abiding by it, not referring back to it, not paying attention to it, and not tracking. You know, if you need it, you've got to put your budget on a track, don't you? You got to put your budget into a projection, so that you can track it and compare actual to projected, don't you?
Yeah, you have to understand where you're going. And at the same time, you do have to have some latitude. And unfortunately, I've seen a number of small, medium-sized companies that have fallen into the trap that the big companies typically fall into, which is that budget paralysis.
Right.
And we're not immune. Small companies are not immune from that. And you've got to have the discipline. There's no question about that. But you've got to be alert to the fact that things are going to change. People making bad decisions on marketing. Oh, our sales are down. Let's make sure that we don't spend any more in the budget. Well,
right.
What do they do? They make sure that they cut their marketing. They cut their sales. And it becomes that self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Well, that's because, and again, I still think that you know your budget is a fluid thing, as you've been describing to us. It's a fluid thing that I see it being fluid in the projection. You know, I mean, to me, I live. We start out here with a budget based on last year's activity, and every expense has a budget, but we project it out over the whole year. And if sales go up, then marginal sales go up, then marginal expenses go up. We allow that, right?
Absolutely.
If something goes down, then marginal expenses go down. And if we have something we didn't expect is not good, something negative, then we try to go find out where we can get that money. You know, and it's a living, breathing thing, budgeting activity, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Jim, and that's the key. And the good news is that not everything is going to be negative in those changes. As you point out, revenues can go up, and you can be faced with opportunities that might cause you to spend more or invest more than you had in the original plan.
Right.
And that's where I see all too many people falling back on the idea, well, it's not in the budget, therefore I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a self-limiting approach to business.
Well, nobody can know in January 1 what the year's going to hold for them. You've got to be able to be flexible, and that's where knowing your budget, being familiar with your budget, understanding how it was built and how it plays out, understanding all that allows you to be more flexible. Profitpro.us is Steve's website. We're going to talk some more about budgeting mistakes, some do's and don'ts on budgeting after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.